once when I was hawking books. I had a conversation with a I could do a whole show just on things I didn't know till I hawked books and started talking to folks. Tell me we don't need each other to develop each other's thoughts. I know better. Once when I was hawking books, I had a conversation with a man who vehemently disagreed with my suggesting, and I have to interrupt myself and say, I had so many false folks mess with me when I did that, that, I mean, even so, I mean, it was worth it for sure, for sure, for sure. The authentic folks, the power of us. I got that message though, so I'm hoping we find other ways for us to have these discussions. Anyway, once when I was hawking books, I had a conversation with a man who vehemently disagreed with my suggesting in Unpacking Democracy that Sebastian de Grazia's more concrete focus on work was strategically preferable to Eric Fromm's focus on alienation. He was a Fromm devotee and he was angry with me. And here again, Alice brings the bridge and the healing by showing us how it is that the external structure of class, of force, of manufactured scarcity is mirrored within. So Fromm is right. We have no self-developed will. Agency has been denied us from an early age. And he's right. And this is what the man I met appreciated, that I, at that point, had not been provided the certainty on. In calling our attention to the totalitarian hold of power on our thoughts. And Sebastian de Grazia is right. The state created and enforced pressure of necessity, manufactured scarcity, removes any possibility of a self-developed will, because that project requires resources that the state refuses to provide after it has stolen them all from us over the centuries. And while this seems like a closed loop of control, it only seems so. I wrote Waking Up to show that there are no material or technological barriers to our being free, defined as freedom from necessity, as de Grazia told us to do, only political ones. You know, there's an article in a recent paper saying that there are like 3,000 vacant lots in Oakland alone. Come on. We know this reproducing ourselves ain't rocket science. I hope you guys listen to the Kropotkin words I put up. It's a show from May. Please listen again. There it is, our vision. Truly, minus the civilized part, uncivilized part. So it only seems like it's a closed loop of control. That's why the propaganda is relentless to keep our thoughts within boundaries power can effectively police. Which explains why Steele et al. Raid progressive language. Reclaiming the commons, tribalism, communal sharing, this focus on openness and honesty. It's critical for them to own the language, impose the definitions. Our brothers and sisters in Gaza, in Syria, South Africa, Iraq, in Nigeria, Honduras, in China and Russia, in Indonesia and Bangladesh, and right here in the U.S. We want this horror to stop. When will the privileged intermediaries use that privilege to organize a one-day global general strike for planning a future beyond states and statesmen, force and coercion, beyond the pressure of necessity, beyond manufactured scarcity, a future that allows every human being to be self-determining. A day of planning the opposite of power. Until next week, peace.